is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We're now less than 3 weeks away from Election Day, and the presidential candidates are digging in their heels. Vice President Harris took aim at her opponent on Charlemagne the God's show.
Donald Trump, through his way of trying to name call and demean and divide, tries to project as though those things are a sign of strength, when in fact the man is really quite weak.
The former president rallied supporters in Atlanta.
With your vote, we will create millions of new great-paying jobs. Wages will soar. Your taxes are going to fall. You saw that. Your net worth will skyrocket. America will be confident again.
A record number of people showed up on the first day of early voting in battleground Georgia. The number more than double 2020's. And a judge there has nixed a hand count of ballots.
Too much, too late. That's what Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney calls the hand count rule passed by Georgia's state election board. He notes that while seeing if the paper ballot and machine counts match is consistent with fair legal elections, implementing this with thousands of untrained workers at what he calls the 11th and one half hour will lead to administrative chaos. McBurney writes that memories of January 6th have not faded away, and anything that adds uncertainty and disorder to the electoral process disturbs the public. Veronica Waters for CBS News, Atlanta.
Sentencing is today for a former county official in Nevada, Robert Tellis, found guilty of stabbing a reporter to death. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The prosecution convinced the jury that Tellis had sufficient motive to prevent the journalist from revealing personal details about him. The victim was a journalist who was running a series of articles on civic corruption in Las Vegas, and Tellis figured prominently in those reports.
He faces up to 20 years in prison. Lufthansa has been hit with the biggest civil rights fine ever, $4 million, for stopping Jewish passengers from boarding a flight from Germany to Budapest for a memorial event there. CBS's Carissa Lawson.
Lufthansa apologized for the incident and has since instituted a training program to address anti-Semitism and discrimination.
All rose for the captain at last night's Game 2 of the American League Championship Series.
It's a two-run home run! Aaron Judge finally connects his first home run of this postseason!
Judge helping the Yankees to a 6-3 victory over the Guardians on TBS. New York now leads the series 2-0. S&P futures are flat, Dow futures down 36, and NAS futures are up 12. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a new rep in Racine.
Is this unanimous? So with that, we are now going to swear in Marlo Harmon as our 14th District Alderman.
As the council got back to work, Racine City Council President Terry McCarthy made it official last night when the unanimous vote was taken. Marlo Harmon will fill the 14th until April. The position is open following Alicia Jarrett's resignation. A Racine student studying at Kent State University has died after a fall from a building near the university in Ohio. The Akron Beacon Journal reports 19-year-old Jaden Breisky, a Horlick graduate, was with friends on the rooftop of their apartment complex. It's believed he slipped while descending back down. Police say alcohol may have been a factor. No charges have been filed. A Racine County road has a new name. In a tribute to the late Mount Pleasant Village trustee John Hewitt, the village board voted to rename a section of Highway 311 as Hewitt Memorial Drive. The renamed road, just east of I-94 between Braun and KR, commemorates Hewitt's almost 20 years of service as a village trustee. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers have a new kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed a new place kicker. He's 33-year-old Brandon McManus, who was with the Denver Broncos for 8 seasons. In 2023, McManus was accused of sexual assault by 2 flight attendants during a Jaguars team flight to London. The NFL investigated and cleared McManus of any charges. The Packers releasing their rookie kicker, Braden Narveson, who led the league in missed field goals with 5 in 6 games. College football. The Badgers head to Evanston to face the Northwestern Wildcats. Now, last November, Northwestern beat Wisconsin 24-10. This week's game to be played at a temporary stadium while Ryan Field is being rebuilt. Luke Fickell.
Whatever they ask us to play or tell us to play, we'll play. If it's a parking lot, we'll play in the parking lot. I don't think we got a whole lot to say after, you know, how we performed and how we played last year. So I could care less where we're playing at. And anytime you go on the road in the Big Ten, you're going to have to handle some things, whether it's, you know, a new stadium, whether it's the wind, whether it's a locker room. It is what it is.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low of 36. Tomorrow, sunshine, a little breezier with a high of 63. Then on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
I'm skeptical about some of the things we spend our money on now. Our tax money, that stealth bomber, that thing. The invisible plane, $2 billion for an invisible plane that you can see. Yeah, I wouldn't mind if they just showed you an empty field and like, hey, everybody, it's the stealth bomber, you know? Now I'm getting my money's worth. But they don't. They fly it over the Super Bowl, you know? They're like, look, it's the stealth bomber. I'm like, not invisible. Turn it on. Yeah, we would think for $2 billion they could blink it one time for us. And then my friend tells me, no, it's invisible to radar. So we can bomb people as long as they're not looking up. Right. Which is tricky. I guess we go in first and throw out a bunch of quarters. And then... Yeah.
Ah! the Beatles. I saw her standing there. What a great way to kick off a Wednesday morning. It's 6:09 WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me today on what's going to be a beautiful sunny day. Highs near 56. What a day yesterday. It was hailing. It was raining. It was cold. It was like everything today is not going to be. As a matter of fact, sunny today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. How's that? No precipitation in the forecast. If you look out in the western sky today, low on the horizon, you'll see a moon. Huge. It's an optical illusion, I know, but it's huge. Take a look at that full moon out there this morning. It's clear and 37 degrees right here at Radio Park. We're going to talk about the paranormal. Ron Helmick is going to be in here this morning at 7 o'clock. Ooh, spooky. Yeah, I'm shaking already. It's 6:10 WRJN. Local news. Timeless hits. First the Beatles. Now our second song of the morning for the Rolling Stones, Jumpin' Jack Flash. Jack Flash, Stones, local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. Do you like bananas? Are you having bananas for breakfast this morning, maybe on your cornflakes? A lot of bananas? I mean, really a lot? Bananas contain about 450 milligrams of potassium. That's good, eh? But it also contains about 0.01% of its radioactivity. So if you manage to eat 150 trillion bananas in one sitting, you would die of radiation poisoning. So if you really like bananas, don't eat a trillion of them in one sitting this morning, all right? A trillion bananas. 614 WRJN with the Supremes.
Set me free, why don't you, baby? Get out my life, why don't you, baby? 'Cause you don't really love me.
The Supremes, keep me hanging on. 617 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits here on your Wednesday morning. You know, it's important to remember there are lovely human beings out there named Karen. This is not one of them. A woman named Karen was laid off, and she made a lot of accusations against them, including that they didn't give her a farewell card. Well, the company said they did pass around a farewell card, but nobody wanted to sign it.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor, activist, and Wisconsin native Mark Ruffalo literally walked the walk in support of Native Americans voting. Ruffalo participated in a Walk to the Polls event with the Navajo Nation activist Allie Redhorse Young. The Oscar-nominated actor has supported Native American issues for years. Yahoo Entertainment reports that the walk took place in Fort Defiance, Arizona, and was 3 miles long. The purpose? To urge indigenous people in Arizona to go to the polls. You would think a high-profile gig like hosting the Oscars would not be hard to fill. It seems people who are good at it get tired of doing it, possibly because one joke can get you slapped in the face by an irrational actor husband. The search for a host for next spring's Oscars broadcast is on, and according to Deadline, Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds are being considered. The duo starred in the film Deadpool, which has become one of the highest-grossing films ever. Other celebrities being considered include Dwayne Johnson, Amy Poehler, and Will Ferrell. Billy Ferrell would have my vote. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And heard locally on AM 540 WAUK tonight at 6 o'clock.
Delicious fall favorites continue to appear at O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their famous pumpkin sweet loaf, scratch made and buttery rich. This moist sweet loaf is perfectly spiced and is topped with O&H's smoothest silk cream cheese icing. Be sure to pick up one this week. While there, don't miss your last chance to enjoy O&H Danish Bakery's cookies and cream Kringle. Get one for your family. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJM.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunny today, high near 56, clear tonight, lows 39, sunny tomorrow with a high near 63. Looking ahead, sunny on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I like that. Highs in the mid-60s, low 70s. Nice weather. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us. 622. It's clear and 37 degrees right now at Radio Park with Guess Who?
American woman, stay away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Don't come hanging around my door. I don't want to see your face no more. I got more important things to do than spend my time growing old with you. Now, woman, I said stay. Listen what I say. American woman, get away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Well, come and knock it around my door. Don't wanna see your shadow no more. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, I said, get away. American woman, listen what I say. Hey.
Guess Who? Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm going to tell you something now that will serve you well for the rest of your life. I'm going to tell you about a Zeppo second. You know what a Zeppo second is? Now, listen carefully. It's a trillionth of a billionth of a second. So you take 1 second, you take 1 billionth of that second, and you take a trillionth of that billionth of a second. It's the smallest unit of time ever measured. I don't know why we need to know this. However, it might come in handy someday. Huh. You never know, huh? Free the Rascals, local news and timeless hits for 97 years. And we're still going strong. WRJ and 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere, the legendary historic AM frequency of 1400. Right now, I've got a story for you. It's about a hero. It's a police dog in Indiana named Apache. Got a full retirement ceremony after 8 years on the force, and this dog really deserved it. Back in 2017, he stepped in front of his handler and took a bullet for him. He recovered, was back at work 3 years later. Over the course of his career, he helped seize more than 950 pounds of narcotics, 167 guns, $1.6 million in drug money, and took down 84 bad guys. Has your dog ever took a bullet for you? Do you think your dog would? I'm not sure if any of my dogs would have done that. I would have hoped they would have, but I'm not sure. It's 6:30 on the nose. Let's check news with Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a new rep in Racine.
Is this unanimous? So with that, we are now going to swear in Marlo Harmon as our 14th District Alderman.
As the council got back to work, Racine City Council President Terry McCarthy made it official last night when the unanimous vote was taken. Marlo Harmon will fill the 14th until April. The position is open following Alicia Jarrett's resignation. A Racine student studying at Kent State University has died after a fall from a building near the university in Ohio. The Akron Beacon Journal reports 19-year-old Jaden Breisky, a Horlick graduate, was with friends on the rooftop of their apartment complex. It's believed he slipped while descending back down. Police say alcohol may have been a factor. No charges have been filed. A Racine County road has a new name. In a tribute to the late Mount Pleasant Village trustee John Hewitt, the village board voted to rename a section of Highway 311 as Hewitt Memorial Drive. The renamed road, just east of I-94 between Braun and KR, commemorates Hewitt's almost 20 years of service as a village trustee. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Nearly a dozen poultry producers in western Wisconsin still struggling to try to find a way to feed their birds. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. More details on the fallout of Pure Prairie poultry in Minnesota and how it's hooked some Wisconsin farmers with big feed bills and birds that they can't feed. That's next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whiffles famous. At Whiffles Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whiffles Hybrids.
It was only 2 weeks ago that the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection was notified by Pure Prairie Poultry out of Minnesota that they were shutting down their processing facility. That left about 476,000 birds in western Wisconsin under the care of farmers that couldn't afford to feed them. Romansky says there's very little that the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection can do because of regulatory restrictions.
You know, we've looked really hard to find what resources are available to DACCAP, and we have no authority to take possession of the birds, to euthanize the birds, or to feed the birds, unlike what it might have happened in a couple of other states. The only instance that we have authority to depopulate animals in Wisconsin is if there is an animal disease emergency, which this is not. So it's a really unfortunate circumstance, and DACCAP doesn't have the authority to take possession of those birds, feed them, or depopulate them.
Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romansky said what they are doing is trying to reach out to the farms and offer mental health counseling and financial assistance through the Wisconsin Farm Center. Romansky said they were only in contact with Pure Prairie Poultry about 2 weeks ago to learn of what was happening. And he said the company has only released names of farms that were under contract, not locations. You can hear all of my conversation with Randy Romansky at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Just a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. More available at MidwestFarmReport.com, Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. I'm PM Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low of 36. Tomorrow, sunshine, a little breezier with a high of 63. Then on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Summertime, we went to a bunch of fairs, too. It's amazing how your perspective on fairs changes. Because as a kid, you're like, the fair, there's a fair. As an adult, you're like, that looks dangerous. Are they cooking in that truck? We used to go to the fair to see the biggest pig in the county. Now we go to the fair to be the biggest pig in the county. Some of that food at fairs, it's ridiculous. Deep fried Oreos, okay. Deep fried Twinkies, maybe. Deep fried butter, no.
You know how occasionally you'll eat a stick of butter? What if we deep fried it?
No. It's wrong. I mean, it's delicious. But it's wrong. There's no health inspector at the fair. That's why they can do that. Because everything at the fair is very temporary. Meaning when the cops come, they can leave. And some of those rides don't look safe. I'll just let my kids go first.
No sense in us all dying. But you never want to be judgmental at the fair. You're always like, you know what? I'm sure this ride's fine. You know, I'm sure the guy running the ride, he's probably a structural engineer. We don't know. That's probably how he lost his arm. You know?
That song's been around since the 1940s, but we always think of the movie Ghost when we hear that song by the Righteous Brothers. On Jay Melody, local news, timeless hits at WRJM. You know how much I love movies, right? I'm always talking about movies. I love movies. I must have seen Lawrence of Arabia, dozen or so times in my lifetime when it first came out, and then in reissues, then on a video cassette, now DVD I have it on. I never realized this, that Lawrence of Arabia is over 220 minutes, 3.5 hours long, 3.5 hours. And there's not one single line of dialogue in the entire movie spoken by a woman. I never noticed it before until I just read that. Wow. Sunny today, highs near 56. Right now, the sky is clear, the moon is huge. It's 36 degrees at Radio Park.
You're near. You stopped your motion, baby.
you ever accidentally ended a phone call by saying, love you, to someone who you shouldn't have said it to? It's actually pretty common. 31% of people admit they've done it. I don't think I've done it. At least I don't want to remember if I've done it. Chops, reach out. I'll be there. Local news and timeless hits for you. WRJN. It's 6:46 Wednesday morning. Coming up after 7:30, Ron Helmick's going to be here. We're going to talk about paranormal things. Perfect time of year for that, huh? Especially this morning. It's nice and cold out there. Beautiful sunrise over Lake Michigan. Take a look at it. Wow. Perfect. Clear sky. Not a cloud out there. Sunny today with a high near 56. Right now it's clear and 36 degrees at Radio Park. If you thought your last airline flight was bad, you ever get off a plane saying, that was a terrible flight? Well, this flight in Mexico was delayed for more than 2 hours due to a mosquito infestation aboard the plane. Enjoy your flight. Don't let the mosquitoes bite.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping. Come shop for your one-of-a-kind holiday outfit with Mary's Boutique. When? Thursday, October 17th. Where? Fountain Hills Apartments at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive in Mount Pleasant in the C Lobby. Shop for your unique outfit from noon till 4 p.m. This is a free event. Refreshments will be offered in the C Dining Room. That's Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping on October 17th at Fountain Hills Apartments in Mount Pleasant.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Do you know a child who is coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers Connections, Planting Seeds of Hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are also experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. Again, HospiceAlliance.org.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super-rich guys like himself. That's trillion with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show hair growth is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using hair growth saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try hair growth today to feel and look your best. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS. Look younger and feel more confident with hair growth by New Nordic. At NewNordicUSA.com or in stores at your local CVS.
Sunshine today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. How's that sound? Huh? Right now it's clear. It's a beautiful start to a Wednesday. 36 now at Radio Park.
Hearts go astray.
Open up your eyes, then you realize.
a little girl growing up in the 1980s, this is probably for you. Just when you thought every property from your childhood has been exploited, here comes Rainbow Bright, resurrected for a new movie and TV series. My daughter was so into Rainbow Bright. I even think she went as a costume for Halloween one year as Rainbow Bright. All right, she's coming back.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Cindy Huber coming in this morning at 9 o'clock with the Artist of Record. Your chance to win some vinyl and a record player to play it on. Listen to Cindy beginning at 9 this morning right here at WRJN.
Kentucky woman, she shines with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, that's all wrong, looks all right. God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, she loves me. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. Good Lord's have beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl. And
talent, writer, producer, singer, everything, songwriter, Neil Diamond, Kentucky woman. I'm Don Rosen, 659 already, wow. At WRJN, coming up at 7:30 this morning, we're talking about the paranormal. Ron Helmick's going to be in here at 7:30 this morning to try to scare us on this Wednesday morning. All right, Career Builder released its annual list of the craziest excuses people have used for calling in sick to work. Some of these are pretty good. You might want to use them. A guy claimed his grandmother poisoned him with ham. An employee said they couldn't make it in because they were stuck under their bed. Didn't say how they got there. A guy's sandwich fell on the floor and he broke his arm trying to catch it. A guy claimed the universe was telling him that he needed a day off. And a guy's wife caught him cheating and he had to get all his stuff out of the dumpster. I know the grandmother poisoning one might work this morning. You might want to try thinking about using that. It's 7 o'clock on the nose of WRJN. News and timeless hits, WRJN, receive Kenosha. Let's check our morning news.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.